This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 12th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 5 to 6. It says there, "Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, 'Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you.' So we can say with confidence, 'The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?'" End of quote. Most of us have the experience of someone very dear to us left us forever. It could be by desertion or death. Others have the traumatic experience of someone dear to them are still present but built a wall or barrier and in essence forsaken them and left them alone in their needs. They are no more interested in you, but they are mentally and emotionally away, although their physical presence is there. Often the more urbanized and civilized the society becomes, the more weird and painful the human relationships and commitments become. Don't you agree? In fact, the Bible said this in advance. It said in the last days, difficult times will come. Refer 2 Timothy chapter 3 verses 1 to 2. It says people become more lovers of self and their interests, lovers of money, etc. No wonder in today's culture, many scars and bruises mar human relationships than at any time in the past. Beloved, the context of today's Bible insight addresses both of these issues: covetousness for illegitimate relationships, verse 4, and the love of money, verse 5. Dearly beloved, we face both these subtle dangers side by side in our culture, don't we? Illegitimate, immoral, and ungodly human yokes and relationships, and a hunger and thirst for more and more money. The Bible warns against immoral and ungodly yokes and relationships. Besides, it also warns against the character of the love of money. Of course, we need money for our life's needs, and money in itself is not evil. However, the love of money is the root of all sorts of evil. In fact, the above two covetous characters cause men to fall into many temptations and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge them into ruin and destruction. 2 Timothy 6, 9-10. Many killings and evil things are happening every day because of these two characters of people. You see, today's insights admonishes, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. There is a reason why we can have contentment with what we have. The reason is God's promise. He said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you." Beloved, people may leave us, abandon us, isolate and ridicule us, but not God. Don't you know this truth? Be not afraid. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the lover of your soul. He emptied himself totally and completely for your sake. He came searching for you because he loves you. He lived in this world and finally went to the cross and died in your place for all of your sins. He did this because you are much valuable than the whole world put together. Mark 8:36. You see, Bible assures us God will provide for all your need. If you come to him in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world, it says, "Since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" The answer is an emphatic yes. God will give us all we need because he first gave his own son to save us. God says to you today, "Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you." Do you know Jesus promises to you? It says and recorded in Matthew 28:20. Jesus said, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." End of quote. He also says, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." John 14:18. Also, the Holy Spirit is the advocate and helper for you forever, John 14:6. What more we need? You see, we have the triune God's presence, protection and provision with us forever and ever. no matter what happens to you. Therefore, you and I can be content with what we have, fully satisfied and glad about what we have. No place for covetousness in our lives. Besides, we can also say confidently, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me?" Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray with me. Father in heaven, you promised me you will never leave me, never forsake me. I know I can be safe and secure in the hands of the Father God and the Son of God, Jesus Christ. No one can harm me. No one can take me away from your love and presence. I know Jesus loves me. He died and rose again for my sins. Lord, I surrender my life to you. Help me to live a content life with what I have, because you are able to meet all my needs and desires as it surfaces. I trust you with all my heart. I thank you for your wonderful love, presence and care. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.